5 days ago, a small plane crashed just outside of a General Mills food processing plant in Covington, Georgia, destroying several trucks parked outside. A few days before that, another small plane hit a potato processing facility in Idaho. Huh. Two planes crashing into two food processing plants in the same week. That sounds like a really strange coincidence, if nothing else. But we think it's more than that. Last week, the headquarters of Azure Standard, a major distributor of organic food, burned down. The building was a complete loss. Thanks to the damage, basically all of Azure's liquid products like oils and vinegars and honey are completely out of production. If they can't replace the facility by harvest time, then their fruit supply will dry up as well. How about Salinas, California, where a 225,000-square-foot processing facility for Taylor Farms was destroyed in a four-alarm fire? Or what about at the end of March, when a huge fire destroyed an onion storage warehouse in Texas? In Arkansas, there was a major fire at the plant where they manufacture Hot Pockets. There's a list, a map going around on social media. You can see all of these food processing plants that have mysteriously caught fire, and the list seems to be growing almost every day. That all seems pretty weird. But let's consider the even bigger picture here. Thanks to the war in Ukraine, there's going to be a serious shortage of wheat next winter. And everything else is going up in price, too, thanks to fertilizer shortages. But hold on, because we were also seeing food shortages and price surges last fall before the war even happened. Just another strange coincidence, I suppose. But I do know that the last thing we need on top of all of this is our processing facilities just randomly, cryptically, mysteriously catching fire. So what do you think? Is this bad luck, or is there something more sinister going on here? Edward Zoll is a Stu Peters Show investigative reporter. He's been looking into this. He has his own theory, and he's here to pontificate, to put it all into perspective. Edward, thank you for coming.
Oh, pleasure to be here, Stu. I certainly don't think this is just a coincidence. Now, there's certain people online that want to look at these fires, these explosions, literal planes flying into facilities that produce our food. That's just happenstance. It's crazy 2020, Stu. That's what we're supposed to expect. No, I don't believe that. Had this been any other industry, had it been the defense industry, for example, we had a bunch of weapons facilities go up in flames, I bet you we'd be having a discussion. We know what discussion they've been having on CNN, probably. They would be blaming this on right-wing militias and these other things. But you know what? This is food. This doesn't have a party. The food doesn't necessarily vote for a different Republican, different Democrat. Everyone has to eat. And the problem we're facing right now is we may have up to 30% of the global grain supply out of circulation due to the war in Ukraine, due to the farmlands being flooded by the Ukrainians to stop the Russian advance earlier in the war. But more than this now, we have general facilities for production of food. Today, there was a sausage factory in England. Went up in flames. And, you know, Stu, the interesting thing here, I've looked into many of these cases, it's at least 19 different fires and explosions this year. You can go back further. You can go to last year. There's a bunch of very weird facilities that went up in flames, but at least 19 that went up this year. And the one, the sausage factory is an interesting one, Stu, because there was an acceleration of the fire prior to the firefighters even showing up. That's the thing I'm seeing across all these stories, Stu. I'm looking at you as you're seeing on screen here. These aren't natural fires, okay? I'm not a firefighter, not an expert, but I'm looking at this. This isn't simply a fire in a trash can, okay? This is major loss of poultry, major loss of facilities. These are huge fires, huge structurally damaging fires. These plants are going to be out of order for at least 3-4 months, maybe up to a year, okay? But my question is, and I'm seeing this in a lot of the stories, the fires accelerated to the point where it took up most of the building before the firefighters could even respond. What caused that acceleration? I mean, were there fuel stores? There's no information in these stories from the local reporters. There just seems to be the trend that something accelerated the fire, made it worse, causing damage ultimately to our food supply.
What have you seen in the way of fact checks? I'm interested in hearing about that. Is this story being fact checked? Why are we not allowed to talk about these food processing facilities just randomly being set ablaze?
Well, of course, the liberal and demonic elite, they want us to be more focused on the fight for reclaiming of Twitter, you know, that they're being deplatformed, or that the transsexuals that want to teach our kids. These are issues. The groomers, for example, at Disney, certainly we have an eye on that. They want us to be distracted. and they want to keep discrediting it and trying to throw at us. But Stu, we've looked at this. We've looked at the data that's available. I don't trust everything the government puts out, but let me throw something at those who would be critical. It's good to be critical. The National Fire Protection Association, the NFPA, does an annual survey. And what they do is every time there's a fire in a facility, a school, a home, anywhere, it gets reported through a local fire department. That's the source of the data. So I think we can trust our local firefighters in that regard. And they put it forward to this national organization, and they catalog it. So, you know, we have data actually available right now between the years of 2015, 2019. We don't have for 2020, 21, and 2022, but this is 5 years of data. It's some data we can trust. The average amount of fires, this is across the all fires, I'm talking about everything from a trash can fire to a factory burning down. You do have about 291,298 fires a year. 491,298 fires a year. Now, when I looked at this specifically, they are counting structural fires. Now, this has a specific section for structural fires. Any fire in or on a building or other structure is considered a structure fire, even if the structure itself was not damaged. This including some smaller fires. Specifically in the industrial, utility, defense, and agriculture, because that's where we've seen a lot of this, is in the agriculture. You have an average over a five-year span of 2,953. It's very small, very tiny percentage. Now, averaging for those different industries too, you have an expectation of small fires, about 10 a month. We've had just 10 huge ones this month, okay? Clearly, the numbers are showing there is something wrong. Our eyes are seeing there's something wrong. You and I, Stu, we're not stupid. We're seeing a trend. We're seeing a pattern. God gave us the sermon. Something's happening in these facilities, Stu, and I have to look to history. It's interesting that we've talked about Ukraine. We've talked about the continued war there, what's causing it, what's accelerating that, the arming of Nazis, people that carve swastikas into the chests of little girls. Okay, there is an example out of Ukraine that history taught us about man-made famines, attacks on facilities, using those examples and using that as a cover to kill your political opposition, too. And it was the Holodomor massacre in Ukraine between the years of 1932 and 1933. Now, there was a great famine. It was called the Hunger and Extermination. They had a famine, and then Stalin, in control of Ukraine then, used it as an opportunity to take care of his political enemies in a province that fought with the Christians, the Tsar, in the Bolshevik Revolution about a decade before. Anyway, this man-made disaster, because what it came down to is bureaucrats were limiting the farming practices, the rationing cards put out, they stripped the land, they stripped the crops available. The result was approximately 3.9 million Ukrainians died, okay? I have to wonder, are we facing another man-made famine? Especially
well,
one
I mean,
that helps
the answer's
the political
right in front of us.
Survive.
Yeah, they're telling us that. Farmers are reporting being paid to sabotage and commit arson and burn down their own crops. So, yes, this is absolutely man-made. History will repeat itself. The Bolshevik Revolution is real, and it's coming back right now. We see everything that we saw in the Bolshevik uprising and the communist overtaking before. We see the civil unrest. We see the burning, the looting, the riots in the streets. We see stolen elections. We see people being planted. We see the lockdowns, the restriction of rights, the restriction of movement, the taketh away of freedoms. The individual liberties are gone. It's a crime to protest against any of it. They're jailing political prisoners. I mean, what part about this do people not understand? Yes, absolutely, these fires are suspicious. I think there's a whole lot going on. And I would encourage people who live in the cities where these are to do a FOIA. Put these people on notice, your local fire department or fire investigators. Put them on notice and send them a Freedom of Information Act request and get the reports and find out what's actually going on with these. It's very alarming that these things are burning down to the ground before the fire department is even allowed to get there, which suggests that there is accelerants being used. And that these things were intentionally lit. So who's subsidizing these people to burn down the Taylor's Fall Farms facility, for example, or any of these others? Somebody's getting paid. It's our job to figure out who. Edward Saul, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
God bless you, Steve.
Wow, what a coincidence. I mean, isn't it? I mean, it's crazy. Wow. It's not suspicious or anything at all. I mean, none of this is like a play or a movie script. None of this is intentionally planned or anything. And the timing is just coincidental as well. It's not impeccable. I mean, it's not planned, obviously, that these new uncontrollable variants of this unisolated, mysterious so-called virus are waving through right now just ahead of midterms. Weird. It's going to be dangerous for you to go out and vote. That's really strange as well. Huh. And we're going to have to import all of this extra, more expensive food because of supply and demand issues. It's going to be really expensive. We're going to have to borrow some more money, maybe from China, perhaps, as we watch the dollar continue to be devalued as we just print more and more money and increase the federal debt, justifying, by the way, tax hikes and inflation and hyperinflation, which is coming, and it's going to be Biden's only way out of the $30 trillion and growing federal debt. So who's going to pay for all of that? You. They're going to come for your money. They're going to take it. They're going to steal it. Government theft is inevitable. So if you have 50 grand or more in your IRA or in your 401k or in your savings, guess what? They're going to come and they're going to steal it. It's an imminent risk, and you need to learn how you can protect it right now with physical gold and silver. Call this number. Write it down. 855-647-1372. You're going to get a free gold IRA kit when you call 855-647-1372. These are my good friends over at Goldco. They're going to give you up to $15,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. 15 grand. You got to give them a call. Goldco has already helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes. More is on the way. And then, of course, you have government theft. They're just outright going to steal your money. So do not wait. Write the number down and call them right now. 855-647-1372 for Goldco.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free, premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalist. Support real independent journalism. Full access to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.